So I've been going through a piece from Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz Sefer at Kohen Olamo. He talks about different aliyahs. So I spoke about in previous weeks, I spoke about Shlishi, I spoke about last week about Shishi. So I'm now about to Shvi, the last aliyah. So the Magen Avraham brings down in the beginning of Siman Kuf Lamed Vav, he quotes from the Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham says, the minhag is that the most important person, the tzibur, gets the last aliyah. That's what the Magen Avraham brings down. So in the Sefer, he quotes from the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah is Rabbi Yitzchak of Vienna. He lived in the 12th and 13th century. He brings down, he says that the simple pshat, and we discussed this in the Gemara Masechet Gittin, is that Shlishi is the most important aliyah. It says the Kohen gets the first aliyah, Levi the second, and then the next one be Shlishi. But then he speaks about that there's a places that the minhag is that the Gadol gets Achron. So he says, but Sarfat noagim lekroda Rav shabat yir Shvi. In Sarfat in France, the minhag is that the Rav gets Shvi, the seventh aliyah. But Omrim Tam ledavar mishum malin bekot v'lo meridin. The reason they ostensibly give that is that each one goes up in Malin Bakodesh. The klal is you always go up in Kedusha. So last aliyah is would be, in other words, you're going up a ladder. So last aliyah would be the most important. He says, "V'eini roim en agam sheimashma kein balachik to the frishid." He says, "I don't think that makes so much sense." The words of Ruah says, "He says v'yesh l'tein tamlim en agam," but I have a reason to explain the minag. He says, "V'neishano gim shvi golel sefer Torah." The minag was, he says, that shvi, the last aliyah. He says Galila, but he means like Hagba. In other words, Shvi would be the one to get Hagba. He says V'lachach korin Rav b'Shvi k'deishtin neglal b'gadol shabahem. So therefore, we give the Rav Shvi, so he'll do Hagba, and Hagba will be done with the most important person. And then he says, like he quotes the Gemara in the end of Megillah. He says Amr Shvati Asrash Kuba Torah Gadosh Mekul and Galil Sefer Torah. And then he says V'chein Ketav Rav Moshe Maimon Zitzal. So he quotes from the Rambam in Hilchot Tefillah. The Rambam says V'chol Mi Shegdom Echver B'Chachma Kodem Lekrod V'Achron Shegol Sefer Torah Tel Sachar Keneged Hakol L'Fichach Oleh Mashlim Afil Gadol Shabat Tzibur. So the Rambam seems to say Mefurash that the last aliyah would be important because he gets Hagba. That's reason number one. Then so Lechora he writes that today we don't give the last aliyah Hagba, so that doesn't seem like a good reason to give the Rav the last aliyah. He wants to say that he quotes from the Tosfos Yantiv that, to explain a little differently, he says, so the Tosfos Yantiv quotes from the Rambam, and then he says, V'afal gavda idnal regidli sha'achron golel, the Tosfos Yantiv says, even though the minhag today is that the last one doesn't do hagba glila, he says, ela konan aglila b'damim mikarim, mikom akom iklam emar shishtarbeva minhag b'mikarim, shnagu adayin sha'achron golel kidivrei Rambam. So he wants to say it's an extension of that, even though it's left over, a vestige of what used to be, that's the first hesber. But there are other reasons that are given as well, why the seventh aliyah should be the most important aliyah. So then he quotes from the Tosfos Yantiv, and people may remember we used to have, Dr. Bert Agus used to be, Zichron Levracha, used to be a member of our community. The Tosfos Yantiv is one of his ancestors. He was a descendant of the Tosfos Yantiv. So the Tosfos Yantiv, that's Rabbi Yotav Lippman Heller. So he says, he gives a different reason. He says, "V'nir be'enai de mishum kach nihi yalman mikri adam chashub achrona, k'deishu yizkeh b'bracha achrona." He says that the person who gets Shvi will be zocha with the last of the brachot of the seven aliyahs, meaning the last bracha that he says of Shanan Tam Sratamet, the afgav the inakul mabarachin. In other words, Bizman Chazal, the original takana was the first aliyah would say the first bracha. You have seven aliyahs, and the last aliyah says the last bracha. So we all used to, everybody who gets aliyah says Hashanah Talanu Torah Temet. But the original minag is only Shvi would say Hashanah Talanu Torah Temet. So he says, so since like the original minag was, the only one who gets to say a bracha achrona is Shvi, so that was Chashuv Kloma. And so he, Rav Leibowitz, says that, so he explains that that's another reason. Okay, the third reason, which may be why it's important, he quotes from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says that, he says, one second. Yeah. This is good to know. So the Chasam Sofer seems to reject that idea, and then he gives one more reason. He quotes from the Hisoros Tshuva. The Hisoros Tshuva is Shas and Tshuva by Reb Shimon Sofer. He was a grandson of the Chasam Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer. He died in 1944 in the Shoah, unfortunately. He was in Hungary. So he says that in a mitzvah nikreid al Hashem gomra, a mitzvah is called like the person who finishes the mitzvah, he's the one who credited with the mitzvah. So he says, therefore, it's kedai that the person who has the last aliyah, so that should be chashuv. And the Mishnah Berurah also brings down this minag zeh, and he says, v'achshav nagush gedol tzibur humasayim, etc. Anyway, so you know, there's different ways of looking at different aliyahs. So we gave three reasons why the last aliyah should be the most important aliyah. So either it's last because it was originally hagba, or it's because that was the one who had the last of the brachot for the Kriyas Torah, or it's Eina Mitzvah Nikreid El Shem Gomra, that we're finishing up the Kriyas Torah for the week for the with this, and so he's the seventh aliyah. What's up?
Today, what else finishing was the Shvi.
Yeah, so they never finish with Shvi. They always would have a maftir. Yeah, they always have a maftir. But the maftir is just like the balance. The maftir is really the one who's saying the haftorah. But we don't want to like leave him out of an aliyah. So and we want to connect the Kriyas Torah to the haftorah. So he gets that. But really, the Kriyas Torah is finished with the seventh Ola. That's really the way it's working. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. Rabbi Chananel Bechashev of Vatsa Kosufi Chachpon Sultan Zier.